Hi, this is Film Valuation. I'm going to talk about Kenny now. There are so many zinging one-liners and observations in this Australian comedy, but most would seem facile or puerile out of context, which the film certainly isn't. It does open, though, with Statler Lewis' statement, "None are less visible than those who decide not to see," which gives a flavour of what we're about to watch. Not just humour, but a commentary on modern society with a focus on those perceived by many as at the bottom. Shot in a faux documentary style like The Office or Best in Show, the titular Kenny, aka Shane Jacobson in real life, is followed around by a camera crew, capturing the life of someone working in the public Portaloo field. The idea seems like one of those BBC fly-on-the-wall programmes before EastEnders, giving a face to airport workers and policemen, but here without a voiceover. Kenny feels spontaneous and unrehearsed, which all films, let alone mockumentaries, should aspire. Jacobson seems to inhabit the character in the same method-like approach that Sacha Baron Cohen is reported to take on things like Ali G and Borat. He's a joy to watch. Not only does Kenny have a rat-a-tat gag rate, but there's an underlying pathos to the wit. The poignancy is highlighted on a second viewing. He's an Australian George Bailey, you know, James Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life, in case you didn't get the reference. I'm sure you did. Someone who you wish exists in real life. He is kind, caring, humble and genuine. The film makes a point that everyone counts on this earth, but without preaching and sentimentality. The DVD has a special feature, Lifting the Lid, a kind of mini-sequel as Kenny comes to Britain to promote the film, as well as a commentary track with Jacobson and character. An extra treat if you want more Kenny. I thought of a quote. Kenny, we're going to be busier than a one-armed bricklayer in Baghdad. Topical.